This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launched new waves of missile and drone attacks. Iranian-backed militias targeted U.S. assets across Gulf countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, following the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other top officials. Israel and the U.S. struck dozens of targets in Tehran, hitting Iranian military and intelligence sites. Speaking at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump said that their objectives are destroying Iran's missile capabilities, annihilating their navy, and ensuring that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
Our objectives are clear. First, we're destroying Iran's missile capabilities, and you see that happening on an hourly basis, and their capacity to produce brand new ones, and pretty good ones they make. Second, we're annihilating their navy. We've knocked out already 10 ships. They're at the bottom of the sea. Third, we're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
Later, in an interview to private media channel, U.S. President said the big wave is yet to come in conflict with Iran. In a separate interview, Mr. Trump did not rule out sending U.S. troops to Iran if they were necessary. During a Pentagon press briefing, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said more than 1,250 targets have been struck in the first 48 hours. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces today said that the commander of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Abu Hamza Rami, has been killed in Beirut, the capital city of Lebanon. On the other hand, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said the recent losses of its supreme leader and other top officials have not shaken Iran, but rather made it stronger, adding the enemy will no longer be safe anywhere in the world. Saudi Arabia has said that the U.S. embassy in capital Riyadh came under attack from two drones, which caused a limited fire and minor damage. Flight operations from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resumed last night. In a major relief to thousands of Indians stranded in the UAE due to conflict in the West Asian region, flights to Delhi, Mumbai and Bengaluru took off after days of suspension. Dubai Media Office said in a social media post that the Dubai airports confirmed a limited resumption of flight operations last evening, with a small number of flights permitted to operate from Dubai International and Dubai World Central, Al Maktoum International. Civil Aviation Ministry says IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers, subject to required approvals and prevailing airspace conditions. In a statement, the ministry said IndiGo is coordinating with the Consulate General of India at Jeddah for passenger facilitation. The ministry said it is closely monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of the Middle East and its impact on international flight operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar today through video conferencing on the theme, Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth. The Prime Minister's office has informed that the post-budget webinar will highlight the forward-looking reform push to expand industrial scale, deepen technological leadership and strengthen the foundations of critical sectors. A total lunar eclipse will take place across several time zones today. In this, the moon moves from right to left, passing through Earth's shadow. In India, this first rare celestial event is going to occur at 3:20 p.m. and will end at 6:47 p.m. All England Badminton Championships will begin today in Birmingham. India will open the campaign today with a 12-member squad across all five disciplines. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will take on defending champion Shi Qiuqi of China in the opening round. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. The IMD said that dense fog conditions will prevail during morning hours over Sikkim today. The weather agency also predicted a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over the plains of northwest India during the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.